Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm gonna make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
I'm Aileen.
We have some exciting news, some sad news, bittersweet, I would say.
Not permanently bittersweet, though. Okay, this is technically my last episode before I am on maternity leave. However, I'm already technically on maternity leave by the time that you have listened to this episode because we pre-recorded, but this is the last one that I've recorded. And I am knee deep in
placenta
baby. But that doesn't mean the podcast is over because Sammy, why don't you share what's going to happen in the next few couple, I don't know how long I'm going to be away. I'm going to be away for it. I'm not going to jail.
She's Teresa going to jail. Okay. So we are going to have, honestly, all your faves are coming, minus Aileen, of course. All your faves are coming next week. We have Jared. I don't want to like reveal too many things about the guests, but like if you really enjoyed listening to someone in the past, good chances are that they're coming back soon. And we're going to be doing awesome interviews. We're still going to have our DST back for seconds episodes. And really, like, we're really going to miss Aileen. Honestly, it just hit me that this is our last recording. Like, this is the last time you and I are recording. Although, no, tomorrow we are recording.
No, we're doing Batches.
We're also recording on Monday. But this is our, this is the last recording that you hear. But, like, you know what I mean. I'm sad that I'm not going to be recording with you after Monday for a while.
I know. It's going to be quite a reset for when we get back. I might forget what email that people might email us at or where they can find us.
It's going to be really sad.
Please follow us on iTunes.
Yeah, like in 2006. Like, but yeah, if there's anyone who you want to hear from while Aileen is gone, anything you want me to talk about or explore, I'm happy to do so. And that is the excitement. And also be sure, if you have not listened to our four-part series on TV and movies and diet culture, we just had an amazing interview with Annie Weissman, who created Physical. That was our last episode. So definitely go check that out. I don't know what I'm going to do when I have to carry all the outros and intros and the promotion.
You're going to be a pro.
Holy shit. I don't know. I'm not good at that. But
you're going to be a pro when you do it. And I'll be listening from a distance.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I can't with the pressure.
No pressure. Zero pressure.
Okay. Okay. Should we do a non-scale win?
Let's an audience do one. An audience non-scale win. I mean, my win is really that I've gone on maternity leave because I really could never imagine today that I would like literally go
Are
on maternity leave.
Are you planning to not go? I'm confused.
No, I just was like, you know, we're in a unique situation where we like own the company and, you know, it's hard to imagine not working.
I know.
But I decided, like, I also did I sort of celebrated this in a Betches Moms episode. Oh, by the way, I interviewed Sammy on Betches Moms. Everybody go listen to it. But I talked about this in a Betches Moms episode that, like, I noticed how overwhelmed I was. And I decided to say that I'm going to take a week before my due date, even though I'm not even getting induced, so I don't even know when it's going to happen. It could have been whenever. So I was just...
You could be taking 2 weeks. You don't know.
That's my... that was my sort of... I was very proud of myself for that.
That's great.
Because, you know...
Moms deserve rest. Women deserve rest. Wait, I have an on-scale win. Amanda Knox followed me on Twitter.
No way.
She did.
Why? Yeah. No offense.
Because I know, right? Why would Amanda Knox follow little old me? Because somebody, like a journalist, Liz Brunig, whatever, she writes for the New York Times, she tweeted something about Amanda Knox, and then Amanda Knox replied. And this is actually pretty funny. This writer, Liz Brunig, she writes about her husband who, like, he says like really interesting things. I think he's like possibly on the spectrum. So like it's part of what she shares is that. And I'm just going to read it. She shares this tweet. Like she tweets about her family a lot. So like, this isn't just like out of nowhere. In the ultrasound room, when we found out our first child was going to be a girl, Matt said out loud, "Okay, low probability of committing violent crime." Sonogram tech was visibly unsettled. And then Amanda Knox tweeted, "Wish more people knew how low that probability was." She replied that to the girl. And then the journalist tweets, "Girl, you just took this post from funny to legendary." And I liked both of those comments and she followed me back.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh my God.
These I don't follow her. I'm gonna follow her back. Okay, great. Now I do follow her.
That movie Stillwater, right? Yeah. Is that out yet?
It's gonna be soon. That's why Matt Damon did that dumb press where he said dumb shit.
Dumb shit. Okay, wait. So that's your win. Yeah. Oh boy. She's out of Italian prison, right?
I think.
Is she free?
I think so.
She can't be like tweeting from prison.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So she's probably out. all right, let's do a non-scale win.
Okay.
Hi, Sammy and Aileen. Started listening to the pod during COVID, and it has been so helpful as I navigate the changes my body has gone through and feeling less alone. Wanted to share a recent win. I'm getting married next July and recently went shopping for wedding dresses. I had been putting this off because I gained a significant amount of weight in the past few years, especially during the past year of COVID, and was not excited about trying on dresses in this new body. I'd always wanted something fitted and sleek, but I knew that I would not be comfortable in that and it wouldn't be the most flattering on my body. I tried on a lot of dress styles from fitted to ball gown to everything in between. And even though I loved some of the fitted ones, I knew that if I got that, I would then put pressure on myself to look like the models in those dresses. I didn't want to spend the next year obsessing over trying to fit into a dress like that or worrying on my wedding day if I was sucking in enough during pictures / looking back on pictures and not loving how I looked. I ended up finding a beautiful A-line dress that makes me feel so comfortable and confident. I feel like so much mental space has been freed up for me to not have to worry about this for the next year and especially on my wedding day. Just wanted to say thank you both for helping me get to this place and recognizing this as a huge win for me. Thanks, a Betches Bride / DST crossover.
That's awesome. That's a great, great like mental health decision you made for yourself. I also want to say I made that same calculation when looking for wedding dresses. Like ultimately, like I did want that like fitted, sleek, I'm so thin vibe. But ultimately I did go with like an A-line dress that I just felt like this is comfortable. Like I don't have to try so hard in this. And I really would recommend taking that approach to when you're picking out your dress, like to go with something you feel comfortable in, like, and that you're not going to be like fidgety, because then that's going to make you pose weird.
Right. You can sense how comfortable or not comfortable you are.
Right.
Like in person, really. Not even fuck the pictures.
Totally. Just in person. Totally. That's a great non-scale win. Good for her.
Good for her.
Good for she protecting herself. I think we can all
take lessons from this.
Right. In ways to protect your peace.
A year, that year, like, could be so stressful. And I look back on it and I was like, I wasn't stressed about wedding planning. I was stressed about weight loss. And like, it wasn't planning. I switched my venue. I wasn't stressed about it. I fucking changed it and it was great. I made a good decision. Like, I was stressed about weight loss and my brain would have been so much more free had I had this mindset. So congratulations.
Great job.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Newly. Newly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Newly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Newly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Newly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Newly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Newly, that's NUULY.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Newly with two U's, with code DST20. Newly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's do Dear DST. What advice are we going to give today, Sammy?
I don't know. We have to see what they're asking. Okay. Hi, Sammy and Eileen. I was invited on this August trip with some girlfriends of mine, some of whom I'm not that close with. I'm planning on going because I think it'll be fun, but at the same time, I'm absolutely dreading it because everyone's going to be in bathing suits and taking pics. And honestly, I don't feel great about my body right now. I keep telling myself to work out before the trip and to eat a bit better, but you know how it goes. That never happened. Actually, I think I did the opposite. Anyway, I would really love your advice on this. Do I not go on the beach trip if it's going to make me uncomfortable? Should I try and do like a juice cleanse? I know crash diets are bad, but ... I know they'll all be flaunting around in their suits, and I just don't want to put myself in this uncomfortable situation. But also, I know it's silly to miss out on the fun just because I feel badly about my body. Please let me know what you think. Love you guys so much. Vacay, maybe not bound, betch.
Oh my God, don't miss the trip.
Don't miss the trip. We've been there literally every trip. Like every trip I've felt that way. Even when I was not as, I didn't gain weight. Like I still felt that way. So like, don't miss the trip. Fuck these pictures. Like go have fun. Enjoy yourself. Show that like the things about yourself that are not your like body. Like that you like to have fun and like, yeah.
And just like, remember that you're going on this trip to have fun and not to stand there and compare yourself to the other girls.
It's not a like, fashion show, as Kathy Hilton would say. I'm on a girl's trip and I'm on a girl's trip in the desert. Do I have to get all dolled up?
Exactly. But also like, this isn't a place that you're not going to have fun that way. Like if that's what you're going to do, don't go. But if you want to commit to having like going for the right reasons, which is having fun time with your friends, don't like waste that opportunity by comparing yourself to other people. Find bathing suits that you feel comfortable in. I remember when I was much younger, I'd be like, everyone's going to like judge me for wearing a one piece. So, like now I'm going to get a bikini and then I'm going to like be fucking miserable in my bikini because I'm going to be like so self-conscious. But like if I had just worn the one piece, mm-hmm. I would have had so much more fun because I would have been thinking about
it the whole time. Got a freaking cap tan. Like they're cute. Seriously. Like they're cute. Yo, sun protection. Get some accessories.
Go live it up. Turn up, just have a good time. No one is going to be like, why is she wearing it? Yeah. Or like, what does she look like? Like no one except you.
Yeah. And if they do, like you're probably like, that's another problem. Separate advice question.
Agreed. And juice cleanse is not going to do shit. So Go and have a good time. Leave the comparisons at home. It's not going to do shit for you. Mm-hmm. and be a vacay bound bitch, not a vacay not, maybe not bound bitch.
Right. Vacay bound. Beach bound. 303.
That is it for today's episode. My last episode.
Oh my God.
You guys. Weird. I'll miss you guys so much, but I will be on my Instagram. You can find me on my Instagram. And
say it the last time. Do it for the last time.
I was just thinking how my boobs are hurting, just thinking about all of it. But I'll do it for one last time. Everyone, email Sammy your dear DSTs. Email Sammy your non-scale wins at DST@betches.com. You can still follow me at Aileen. You can follow Sammy at Sammy. Follow Diet Starts Tomorrow at guess where? At Diet Starts Tomorrow. And we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to DST@betches.com.
Betches.